All right, on the injury report, C.J. Anderson did not participate, knee. Joel Dreesen did not participate, knee. Champ Bailey did not participate, foot. Chris Cooper was limited, ankle. Osweiler, full. Ayers, full. Welker, full. Clady, full. Any questions?
You got another Brandon Marshall on the roster, at least on the practice squad, isn't it? A little strange.
Well, I never had the original Brandon Marshall, so to my tenure, this is the only one I know. So, you know, I know of Brandon Marshall, but I never got a chance to coach him.
Your thoughts on Champ? Is he going to be ready? Do you know?
Yeah, you know, he's day to day. We'll fill you in. Today he didn't participate. We'll let you know tomorrow as we finish up tomorrow's practice.
How quickly has he progressed from where he was a couple
weeks ago? He's making great strides. You know where that leads for this week against Baltimore, I can't predict that yet, as I can't the rest of the guys that did not participate today. So they're all day-to-day. There's no outs at this point. So we'll see how that develops.
The team announced the captains today. What makes those guys good choices?
Well, we've got a lot of leaders in there. Wesley Woodyard, I think, has been captain for every year he's been in the league. So I just announced that on offense, Peyton Manning and Ryan Clady. Defensively, Champ Bailey and Wesley Woodyard. And special teams, David Bruton. We're allowed six captains. We vote for five, and then myself and the coaching staff pick one week to week as that sixth and final captain that the league allows you to have.
John, it's going to be super hot on Thursday. Any thoughts about cramping and stuff like that?
Not really. I mean, our guys are acclimatized, you know, to both the altitude as well as the weather here. And, you know, it's typically a dry climate, and I don't know that I'd consider Denver super hot. Just on different venues.
What have Clady and Bruton shown that's allowed them to grow into their leadership roles?
You know, I think just, you know, how they are in that locker room, you know, how they are when times are tough, how they respond, the fact that they're very good players, so they do lead by example. You'd have to ask their teammates. This was all voted for by their teammates.
Anything else?
Yeah. John, I understand enthusiasm for opening night, butterflies, whatever. Is there maybe a little extra anxiety because of what happened in January and because of expectations?
No, I think, last year's last year. You know, there's only one happy camper in this league. Whether you lose the Super Bowl, you lose the championship game, you lose the divisional round, you don't get in the playoffs, it's all disappointing in my approach. And it's no different. This is a fresh season. Obviously, everybody's excited because everybody's fresh out of the gates. People usually aren't tired coming out of the blocks in a race. So, you know, I expect to be very passionate, very, you know, zippy, so to speak. That's what I expect.
Thank you.